The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Florida Department of Health, Escambia County.
Not to have a little pep in your step when you hear that. Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Jake Walker. So glad to be here with you this morning. Thank you for joining us. My guest this morning, Marie Mott, from the Florida Department of Health for Escambia County. She is the health officer there, and she has a guest this morning. So I'll go ahead and let you get to it. We've got a lot to cover today. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great. So glad we didn't skip the bumper music. I love
We got it for you.
But yeah, today I've got with me Pamela Nelson, and she is a regional registered nurse
consultant.
I was going to say specialist, but that was your old position. We're going to talk a little bit about a topic that she's an expert in. I'm going to mention Patrick just because he's sitting in the studio, and if he happens to pipe in, you want to know who the extra voice is? That's our Patrick Sheehy. He's our epidemiology program supervisor, and he supervises our TB program and our epi investigators. And is that it? I'm trying to think. That's a lot.
that'll pretty much do it, I hope.
That's a lot. This coming week on March 24th, I guess that's Sunday, is World TB Day. I don't hear a lot about TB anymore, but we're going to talk a little bit about it today. And Pamela is our formerly resident, now regional expert in that area. So we're gonna let her kind of kick off and talk a little bit about World TB Day and tuberculosis and just some interesting information. So you want to start or you want me to ask you questions?
You can ask me a question.
Okay. Well, first of all, let's just give some background about tuberculosis and historically what it's been and how we came to celebrate World TB Day.
So tuberculosis is a bacterial infection, and it is curable, but a very long time ago, before World TB Day and before they found antibiotics to treat tuberculosis, it used to be called consumption. People actually died because when the bacteria takes over your body, you basically wither. People will lose 50, 60, 70 pounds when they get infected with the bacteria. So it is a big deal for our world that we have these antibiotics now and that it's curable.
So, so we're going to kind of get into that. I didn't share on the way over here. I should have. My grandfather actually died from tuberculosis and was probably one of the last people that, you know, kind of died from it as a matter of the course of how it used to go, where everybody that got it probably died. He actually got treatment with antibiotics, but the antibiotic treatment was so new that it was, the dose response had not been perfected, and it was not effective for him. So
in the state of Florida, we used to have sanatoriums where if people were infected with the bacteria and they had TB disease, they were sent to a sanatorium for their treatment. And it was usually a very long process, at least a year they would stay in the sanatorium. We don't have that in the state of Florida anymore. We closed down our state TB hospital, A.G. Holly, in 2016. And now the state of Florida has two contracted hospitals where we send our very medically difficult and for medical stability, we'll send folks to our two contracted hospitals in the state of Florida. So we have a good plan of care in the state of Florida.
So we have the hospitals that we send people to now, but not everybody has to go to the hospital. So TB is largely treatable, and I would love for you to talk a little bit about the treatment and how it works for tuberculosis.
So the way you get tuberculosis, the way you get infected with the bacteria, is direct contact that is airborne. So in order to get sick with TB disease, somebody sick with the bacteria has to cough forcefully into the air. And while the bacteria is in the air, you have to breathe it into your body. And so it's really not that easy to get tuberculosis. You need to be in a confined space for a prolonged period of time, day after day, in order to get infected. Now, once you have that bacteria in your body, you can develop what's called latent infection, where you have the bacteria in your body, but it doesn't make you actively sick with the disease. So we have our own body's response and immune system. When the bacteria gets in you, it tries to cover it up and encapsulate it so that it can't multiply. And so if that happens, you can have latent disease for many, 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 many years, and sometimes your whole life, and never get active disease.
And if somebody has latent disease, and that's found to be the case by a doctor, what is usually done in that situation?
So there are antibiotics that we can give, and there's a lot shorter course treatments now. Our treatments are getting better and better as the years go on. We have treatments that last only 3 months now for latent infection. So when you have latent infection, we can take a blood test, and we can find out you have the bacteria in your body, but you're not sick with the disease. You have a clear x-ray. You have no symptoms. You cannot spread your disease. And so that's how you end TB, is by finding people that have latent infection and treating them before they become active with the disease.
So, and that's kind of why we have TB programs in the state of Florida, and we have staff in the county health departments that do this kind of investigation, I guess you would call it.
Correct. So all 67 of our counties in the state of Florida have a TB program. It's mandated. We have statutes in the state of Florida, and I work with a lot of different states, and I actually teach a lot of courses throughout the state about tuberculosis, and I think that we have one of the best system of care in the state. We really have a very good TB program. We congregate settings are one of the biggest areas where TB disease is spread, which makes sense. So if you're in close quarters with somebody day in and day out, every single day, it's more likely you're going to get their disease. So in congregate settings, we like for people to be tested on a regular basis, at least yearly, or at least screened yearly. And so that would be like jails, correctional facilities, long-term care facilities, nursing homes, group homes. Those kind of settings are higher risk, so we like people to be screened on a regular basis.
Let's see. I think I'm trying to think of all the things that we've covered. We've covered how you get it.
I have a question real quick. Sorry, I was going to break in. You mentioned how, you know, the tuberculosis is sort of sleeping during latent stage there. What can wake that up later on in your life? What causes
great
it
question,
to come
great
out?
Great question. So if you have latent infection, there's a few risk factors that can make you more likely to develop active disease. One of them being any kind of immune compromised disease. So if you're infected with HIV disease, if you are taking treatment for cancer, if you have uncontrolled diabetes, that's a huge risk factor. There's a lot of biologics, which are medicines that weaken your immune system. If you're on any of these certain medicines, it can help you your body break down. And so when the disease is asleep, encapsulated, you know, that's a healthy immune system. And when your immune system stops working so well, then it opens up that little capsule, and then the bacteria start spreading, and that's how you get active disease.
Wow. That's why I see tuberculosis mentioned so many times on drug commercials,
yes,
on
exactly.
television. You know, ask
exactly.
your doctor if you're a TB risk. So,
right.
Wow, that's fascinating.
And so now back in 2020, you were working in our health department, and I remember talking to you, and you were saying, one of the things I'm worried about, because nobody's going to the doctor as much right now, is
Because of
COVID. Okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody was kind of just staying home and not
isolating.
Doing anything, but they weren't going to the doctor. They, you know, just weren't going anywhere. But we did see just primary care slip during that time period because it was harder to get to the doctor, I think, and people didn't want to go out. But you were worried about something. Can you tell me a little bit about that and kind of what's happened in the past 4 years?
Well, so, you know, when people aren't being screened for, like, say you go to an emergency room and you're in a pandemic, they're not necessarily going to be thinking about a disease that looks like tuberculosis because everybody's thinking COVID. And so what happened during COVID times is people weren't being investigated as a TB suspect during COVID days. So our TB numbers in the state of Florida drastically dropped during 3-year period. So now we kind of have, in the state of Florida, we have two things going on. More cases are being reported because more people are being evaluated. And we have a higher incident of foreign-born TB cases, the highest rate that we've had since 2016.
So again, you know, getting back to primary care and getting those screenings and getting treatment, because TB is treatable disease. So when we talked a little bit about treating latent TB, we haven't talked about treating active TB. I don't know if you can talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So, and you know, the one thing that I did want to say before I go into treating active TB is the risk factor that I didn't really talk about is foreign travel, which people shouldn't, you know, be alarmed. Yes, you should do travel and go places you want to do, but we're some of the highest incident countries are traveling to the state of Florida. And so when you have people from high incident countries, that's why our TB evaluation rate and cases are higher now in the state of Florida, because we do have a lot more foreign-born in the state of Florida, which we knew would, it was expected. But as far as treating tuberculosis, it's very curable. We have, such a high success rate of treating tuberculosis because the medications that we have are very effective in treating the bacteria and killing it. And because we have a lot more data now that helps us identify cases that may be resistant to a medication, and we have the ability to do therapeutic drug levels. So knowing how much of the medicine you have in your blood makes the cure 100%, 99% of the time. And the way we evaluate people, I mean, we monitor people in the state of Florida. If you have tuberculosis, we do give you your medicine on a daily basis. And that way we know that you're treated to cure.
And because of that therapeutic level management or monitoring, you can kind of tailor the treatment.
We're not giving somebody too much medicine or not enough medicine.
Yep, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. My guest this morning, Marie Mott, the health officer from Florida Department of Health for Escambia County. Her guest, Pamela Nelson, talking about National TB Day coming up on March 24th, right?
Yes, World TB Day.
World TB Day, yeah. I was just kind of looking through some statistics here while you guys were chatting, and from the latest numbers that I'm seeing, 1.3 million deaths each year globally, and it affects millions more through tuberculosis. And like you said, it's kind of scary that the numbers got so skewed during the COVID pandemic. So if you have questions this morning, let us know, 437-1620, and we'll try to get those questions answered before we wrap up today. Marie, thank you so much for bringing this to my attention, because I've taken TB tests. I see it, on television every day, especially with these drug commercials, and it's just not something that everybody thinks about actively, I think. They think a lot about COVID and a lot about other diseases and diabetes and things, but tuberculosis is not one of those hot button issues, I think.
Go back to something you just said, Jake. So testing for TB, how does that, or screening, how do those kind of things happen?
Well, I mean, obviously the health department's always going to say, if you're sick, stay home. Mm-hmm. And if you're sick, seek help. So that's the biggest message. If you, if you're having a lasting cough that's not going away, if you're having fevers, if you're having weight loss, if you've traveled to high incident countries, go talk to your doctor. It doesn't mean that you have tuberculosis. You could have you could have a lung infection from just like bronchitis, or you could have the flu, or you could have lots of different things. But just go get tested. And that's the main thing, is we find that people are not seeking treatment, and they're waiting a long time and end up in an emergency room. And that's, that's what we'd like to prevent, is people not going to the emergency room when they're very, very ill and seeking treatment before they feel really, really sick.
So yeah, that, and that's the case with almost any kind of respiratory illness or,
exactly.
or general illness that you might come across. The earlier you can get treated for whatever it is, the better
the outcome.
The better the outcome, and the more comfortable you're going to be as well. So,
and not spread, you know, not get your family sick or other people sick, you know. So that's the main thing.
And we see. Let's just talk about examples of TB cases. And families, you see that more than what, you know, typically other things, or
right. So if we find a case of tuberculosis, so Marie was asking me about testing. So there's different ways that you can test for TB. Generally, as a rule, if you're under 5 years old and you've been exposed, or you think you may have been exposed, you will get what's called a tuberculin skin test. You put a little bit of tuberculin under the skin of your arm, and then 2 days later, a health professional reads it. And then the other test is there's two different kinds of IGRA. IGRA is intergammon assay release. And so what it does is it actually looks for, if you've ever been exposed, and the bacteria is your body made antibodies to tuberculosis. So it's a very, very effective blood test. And there's two manufacturers that do the test, but they're called an IGRA, and they're very, very, very reliable tests.
So, but I think I remember I've had the little skin test before, mm-hmm. but the bubble under your skin.
Yeah. A long time ago, we're showing our age, Marie. I mean, everyone used to have a TB test before they went to school.
Mm-hmm. I did. I think back then it was like the scratch test was what I had. Like the little, they poked the little, looks like a thumbtack, but it had four prongs.
And I don't know if that was a skin test. I think that might have been something different because the only skin test I know is where they put the blood under your skin.
Okay. Well, maybe I had something else. I don't know.
You're protected from something else.
It was a long time ago. Let's just say that. Long time ago. Yeah. So testing and then the investigation, looking at.
So, yes, we find that. So say we have a TB case in a household. The people we're going to test first are the people that live in the household. And then if those, it's called concentric circles. So you test the closest people first in the household. And then if those people are negative, generally that means that the person that started out with the TB case, the index case, isn't contagious and hasn't spread it to other people. If people in the family do test positive, then of course we you know, totally evaluate them, and then we would make our circle a little bit bigger and then look at other family members that visit, places they go, people they spent a lot of time with, and so you just keep making your circle bigger until you get negatives from everybody. And the other thing that we should mention is if you were exposed to somebody with tuberculosis, we're going to test you right away, okay? And then if it was a recent exposure, it can take your body 8 to 10 weeks for either of those tests, the skin test or the blood test, to show positive. So we do two tests. We do one when we know you've been exposed or you could have been exposed to an index case, and then we test again in 8 to 10 weeks. And that's just a prevention measure because not everybody is going to make those antibodies immediately. It could take 8 to 10 weeks. So we do test everybody twice.
And you were talking earlier about just, you know, screening and awareness and treatment. You know, there's a multi-drug resistant TB that we have to be worried about. I'm reading about now. And, you know, we always, I think, you know, me included, we just sort of, you know, put it off as, well, that's another country's problem. But so many people are coming to this country now, and we go and visit other countries. And, you know, what can we do to urge, you know, I know the World Health Organization is trying to ramp up screening and things like that. But what can we do just in terms of awareness to get everybody on board with this in this country to get us aware of the need for screening and treatment?
Well, it's hard in the United States because people look at it. We had 624 TB cases in 2023 in the state of Florida.
Wow.
Which when you look at other diseases, that's not very many TB cases. Yeah. So it's not something that's going to be out there in the limelight. But the main thing is to test and treat. And, you know, like we said earlier, if you have any kind of symptoms or if you're not feeling well, please be evaluated because we can help you and keep it from spreading. That's the only way you're going to end TB is if we're able to test people and the people that they're around and treat them effectively. And as far as drug-resistant TB, we are in the state of Florida, like I said, doing the therapeutic drug monitoring. We also do a lot of other types of testing in our laboratories that look for resistance to the antibiotics when we begin treatment. So we're not going to keep somebody on an ineffective treatment. If we find, you know, usually within the first 2 weeks, we find out, the latest 6 to 8 weeks, we find out if somebody has a resistance to an antibiotic. And then we would just change the medication up to a different antibiotic that they're not, that they're susceptible to.
Okay. Yeah, just hopefully the world will get behind this and start putting the funding in the right places.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah. Okay. So.
Anything else we haven't covered? I'm trying to think if we kind of checked off all the major points we wanted to cover, I think.
I can't really think of anything except for the fact that, you know, one little, our case count increased for the third year in a row, and we have the highest TB rate in the state of Florida since 2016. So out of all of our TB cases for 2023, let me see what the number is, 485 of our 624 cases were foreign-born. Mm. So, and that has been on a steady increase really since 2012. 2012 was a big turning point for us where our numbers have just increased.
Oh, and that's, you know, people like to come here, so it's kind of hard to...
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and, you know, the thing in the communities, and I'll tell you, Escambia County does a great job, is educating our community partners. And that's another way that you're going to end TB. Because if you're sending the message that if you even suspect TB, let the health department know, we can help you, we can guide you. And that's the way that we get people treated and, you know, their loved ones and their closest contacts evaluated. If we don't know, we can't help.
Right. If you have tuberculosis, you guys may have covered this. Sorry if I missed it. But does it ever fully go away?
Yes. You're cured.
Like fully cured.
You'll
it's not,
always.
It's not going to be latent.
No. Okay. You're cured once you complete your treatment. Okay. Mm-hmm. But you'll always, because your body made those antibodies when you got infected, you're always going to test positive for the disease. It doesn't mean you're sick with the disease.
Okay. All right.
So yeah, you're gonna show that you make the antibodies even though you may not have the bacteria anymore in your body.
Right. The other thing you have to realize that, like, let's say in 2020, you were totally cured of your tuberculosis and you completed your treatment, and then you went on a mission trip and you spent 2 months in a high incident country, you can get reinfected.
Okay.
Because it's a bacteria.
Do you ever see complications from COVID making latent tuberculosis?
You know, I don't really think that there's any data out there. I really don't. Not yet. Okay. It's too soon.
Oh, that's good. Well, it's good to hear for now anyway. It's reassuring. All right. Well, Marie Mott, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Wow, that went fast.
It goes very fast.
I didn't even get to the rest of my list. So next month, we'll talk about some other things.
Yes. All right. Well, Pamela Nelson, thank you for being our guest this morning.
You're welcome.
Yep. Stay tuned for Fox News.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.